with English and they cannot speak it.
Yeah, hi. Look, I've got a question for you. Do you have, do you know how much it would be for a tooth to be pulled out?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
The tooth. My husband's got a very bad toothache, and I'm just wondering how much it costs for the tooth to be pulled out. Wisdom tooth at the back.
If it's a wisdom tooth, then probably we need to do x-rays and everything. It's probably $450 to $600, anywhere in between. But if you come tomorrow, if you come now, then we will be $150 extra. But I don't have any staff.
Okay. All right. All right, so you haven't got any staff now, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
but it will be tomorrow morning.
What time tomorrow morning have you got available?
Let me have a quick look for you.
Oh, that's just a small time. Yeah.
Yeah. Earliest I can see you in 10:30.
10:30, Luke. And how much will it be?
$80 examination, $70 x-ray. Is it a top tooth or bottom one?
Bottom one or top one? Top one. Oh, the bottom one. It's the bottom one.
Yeah. Then we might have, if it's a wisdom tooth, we might have to do a bigger x-ray so that we can see the how close it is to the nerve, which is $140 for the x-ray. And then it's going to be a plus extraction.
And how much is the extraction?
It depends how difficult it is. If it's a simple extraction, then it will be $250. If it's a complex extraction, then it will be can go up to $450.
Okay, so any price between $450 to $550, something like that, for everything.
$450 to $600, yeah. But it depends how difficult it is. Yeah, depend how difficult is it, okay? If it's a simple one, we won't charge much for the extraction. But if it's a complex extraction, or we have to see it whether we can do it here or it need to be done by a specialist. We will advise you at that time.
Okay, fair enough. Because obviously, if he's in pain tomorrow, you're either going to give him something to stop the pain?
Yes, we will help him, whatever we can do.
Okay. Do you want to take that 10:30 or check us next day? Well, yeah, the main thing is for me, if you need to take him somewhere else, if you can't do it there, if it's a very difficult extraction, then I want something given to him for that pain to stop.
Yeah, we will. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. If I see him tomorrow, if I can't do it, I will make sure I can give him some painkiller, give him some antibiotics so that it doesn't get infected or swelling.
Yeah.
But without looking at the tooth, it's really hard for me to say. You know?
Yeah, because you can't see the tooth. Yeah, he needs to look at it, Luby.
Yes.
So do you want to keep that 10:30? Okay, we'll take the 10:30, but if anything happens prior and it calms down, because obviously it costs cheaper during the week, then we'll just give you a call, yeah?
If you come tomorrow morning, it will be the same price. Probably only difference is going to be $20. Because, not even $20, probably $10 difference, because we charge $70 during the examination in the weekday or day.
Yeah.
Only difference is if you come right now, probably we charge $150. But I don't charge anything extra if you come during the day or, weekend.
Yeah.
But then the $20 extra.
Yeah, but you've got no staff now, so there's no use for him coming.
Yeah, it's better to come tomorrow anyway. If I can't do anything, then, it saves
you
a lot of money.
Definitely. All right, we'll keep it for tomorrow.
Would you like me to book you in? Just give me one second. Do you want me to book you in?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
Kind of like that almost of Israel. If you get rid of it, Monday's to clear. Yeah, it's going down because you put painkiller. But it'll come back up, it'll flare back up. Yeah, my husband's saying the pain went down, but I said that's temporarily. I said it's unpredictable, you know.
Yeah. Look, what you can do if it gets worse, get some clove oil.
Clove oil.
From the chemist, okay? Then you can put that in the cotton pellet and then put it on the tooth. It might help if it's a nerve pain. But again, look, it's a temporary relief, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You can come tomorrow. I can suggest you whatever
okay.
you can do.
Takash Luby, that's clearly Lou. Luby?
Would you like me to book him in?
Yeah, if you can tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, all right, give me 1 sec. Can I have his first name, please?
Yes, it's Luby, L-U-B-I.
And surname, please?
Yes, surname is Stefanovsky. So S-T-E-F-A-N-O-V-S-K-I.
And email, please.
Email?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Luby, L-U-B-I, dot Steph, S-T-E-F, @gmail.com.
Thank you. And is he your husband?
Yeah, he's my husband, yeah.
Okay. Can I have his date of birth, please?
Yes, 1/3/1973.
And can I have the best contact number, please?
Yeah, 04.
On this.
Yeah. I'll give you his number. 0419.
Yes.
598.
Yes.
590.
Thank you. You're going to receive a text on his phone number if you can give me that one. It's going to be 4-digit PIN.
Yep. You want me to give you the text from his phone? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's going to be 4-digit PIN code.
Oh, okay.
It should come on his number.
A code. 4383.
Just 1 second. All right.
So you're where the new shops are in Madingley, yeah?
Yes, we are.
That's in Bacchus Marsh over there to the side, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
But give me 1 second because it looked like someone else booked that appointment before even we booking. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let me check. I think someone else booked it at the same time we are doing this appointment. Yeah. I'm not sure whether it has gone through under your husband's name or someone else. Can I book another appointment at 11 o'clock? It never happened before, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else just booked that appointment.
Okay.
Can I have his first name, please, again?
Luby, L-U-B-I.
L-U-V-I, yeah?
Yeah, L-U-B-I, yeah.
And his surname, please?
Yeah, Stefanovsky. So
S-T-E-F-S-K-I,
yeah. Stefanovsky.
And his email is Luby.
Luby.Steph @gmail.com.
Luby.Steph
@gmail.com.
Can I get his date of birth again, please?
Yeah, 1/3/1973.
Thank you. And best contact number again?
Yeah, 0419-598-590.
Thank you. Okay, you're going to get the text number again.
What's the text number? There's another one. 1250.
Thank you. It's all booked now. I think someone has booked it before, just a couple of seconds before we were booking at that time. Oh. He should receive a text now, appointment confirmation.
Yeah, you should have received a confirmation text, Liz. At 11? Yeah, all good.
All right, thank you very much. Like I just said, you can take... You can
clove oil, because he's in pain, Yep.
Yeah, go to the chemist, I think. Where are you located, in Bexmarsh or Medingley or Melton?
We live in Melton, but Medingley is where your shop is, correct?
Yes, village, new village, Medingley village. You might have a chemist warehouse open now.
Chemist warehouse is open till 11, so that's all right.
Yeah.
So I need to go down there and ask for clove oil.
Yeah, you should be able to find it.
Okay.
All right.
And he just keeps taking Nurofen now anyway.
Nurofen and Panadol. Take it every 2 hours, the difference. So say right now it's 8 o'clock, he takes one Nurofen. It is 10 o'clock, he take one Panadol, and then 12 o'clock, he take one Nurofen. So, Nurofen, Panadol with the 2 hour difference. Not take all them together. That works really well. Okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks, Doc.
No problem at all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye-bye.